the Lord. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of you coming by way of Blog Talk, and such a phenomenal way of just sharing together all over the world. And I was saying to the First Fruit Line, my new assignment that God gave me is to help people all over the world realize how good God has been to all of us. And you may say, well, I know how good God's been, and that's wonderful. Thank God for you. But he's done so many things. Oh, God, yes, he has. He's done so many things for us that we just don't really realize what he's done. And I've been saying those things, how many things God has done. For example, did you know that between, well, let's just say in an hour's time, people breathe about, I would say, 25,000 times to 30,000 times a day. Amen. Not an hour's time, but in a day's time, 25,000 to 30,000 breaths. Put that on your sheet and remember that. And every time you breathe, God allows you to breathe. The inhale and exhale. Oh, thank you. It's a physiological respiration required to sustain your life. If you didn't breathe, you wouldn't be alive. And you want to thank him for it. Remember it. And thank God for it. One more thing I want to tell you. That a normal person in a day's time will take at least 5,000 steps a day. You don't realize that you're taking that many steps. But God is blessing you to take 5,000 steps a day. What a wonderful Savior. Oh, God, thank you so much. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before you and to know all these things that you blessed us to do. 5,000 steps a day on the average. God, you have been so good to us. Oh, my God. And we praise you and give you adoration. We glory in your holy name. There's only one true and living God. And that's you, Lord. We thank you for even giving us life, health, and strength. We praise you for being so kind to your people.
Yes, Lord.
And for doing so much that we don't even realize. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you.
Yay, God. Yay, God.
And we praise you. We praise you. We praise you.
Jesus, thank you.
And God, you loved us first. But thank you because you put in our hearts not to be a selfish people, but you put in our hearts, Lord, to praise you even more.
Yay, God.
God, we're trying to raise the praise. And I know people have praised you, but God, we need to raise it.
Yay, God. Yay, God. Hallelujah.
Just that good to your people, and we love you. Forgive us if we've done anything to offend you.
Yes.
If we've done any type of commission, or we've committed things.
Yes, Lord.
Or omission, or we've left out things. Be with us, we pray. And bountifully help us and bless us in the name of Jesus. Oh, what you've done for us. We praise you. We do magnify you. Now, bless us on the prayer line today. You know me, I don't ask much of you, but I am asking you to bless us on this prayer line and meet everyone's needs. I started praying that God, when I read that you had healed a whole multitude, people from different walks of life. Oh, God, many who had messed up, many, Lord, who were sick, Many who were down, many who felt forsaken, some who had never felt like they had been understood in their life, but you healed them. I just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Now bless those who are less fortunate, who are down, who have their backs against the wall.
Yes.
Bless them. Those on the bridges, those who are trying to make it, God, faced out. Oh, God, help our men who are not in the church. Help our men who are in prison, on drugs, trying to make it, God. Help them in Jesus' name. We praise you, and we give you the glory and thanks. We love you, Lord. This is your day, and we praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Yay, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It must not suffer long.
Yes,
Bless him.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God, bless him. We love you. We praise you. We give you glory.
Thank
God. Amen, amen. I just wonder, are y'all awake this morning? I know you had a good
yes,
night.
God, thank you.
Yes, sir, Chief. Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Good morning.
Your awesome name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Glory.
Thank you.
Yay, God. God, a healer. God, our mother, heaven, we bless your name. For being the trustworthy God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we can trust in your God no matter what we see here or God, we can trust in your God. God, your word is true. Hallelujah, God.
To another form of worship.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody, I know y'all had a wonderful night of rest.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
God has blessed all of us. And I hope you all came with some praise reports. We want to bless you, Lord.
We got so many, Jesus. You've been so good.
Yes.
Praise you, Father. Praise
glory!
Thank you, Lord.
You see here. Then give me one praise report. And then I'm going to come back. I think I'm going to do this morning. let's do the wisdom seminar.
Praise God. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Sister Victoria out of Evergreen Park. I'm the young lady whose mother passed. And after mom had passed, I came down with a violent upper respiratory that went into a full-blown pneumonia. And I haven't had this in about 4 years. And I was very, very ill and needed the inhaler to breathe and the Lord then brought me out of that. But I tell you, God is just so good, because I am looking at how the Lord's hand has been upon my life. Even when I didn't serve him, I can look back and see how he's just brought me through.
Right.
The Lord had had me restructuring my prayers for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Holy Spirit imparted in my heart that he wanted me to ask. I really don't ask for earthly things that much. I never have. But I started to pray more for heavenly things. And I tell you, the Lord has granted my request. And then he started to move on the earthly things that I had been praying for my children. The Lord has blessed each and every last one of my children and moved them to their jobs. And even my grandbaby just graduated from high school, and he put her right into a job at the Jewel. He gave her dad favor with all these people in these different grocery stores, because he used to deliver to the stores when he worked for Pepsi. And he took her right out of high school, took her to the Jewel, and they hired her on the spot.
Thank the Lord.
My oldest twin is 26 years old. He's been hired by Illinois State University to teach with a bachelor's, and they're going to pay for his master's. Do you hear me?
He's
leaving this month. My youngest twin has been called out of town to train people at his job, at a job he's been in for less than a year. They have looked upon him. God has given him favor. They're paying him $3,000 to go. He's been gone for 2 weeks, plus his salary while he's there. My oldest daughter has started her homeless ministry. My youngest daughter has started her fashion design business. It just got happening. God is
hallelujah.
Because you sold for 35 years into the hearts of those children in Chicago Public Schools. And I gave tirelessly. I fed, I clothed, I bought, I spent so much money. The Lord said, I've enabled you to take care of your children. And because you have given tirelessly to others, I finance my own ministry. I get everything I give, I take out of my pocket, out of my budget. And because you have given tirelessly to others, I'm going to continue to bless you, your children, and your household. The Lord has been so good. And those heavenly things we ask for will never perish away.
Yeah.
They will never. So start asking God for more heavenly things and watch him take care of your earthly things.
Lord,
praise God for his goodness.
And that's really beautiful. And our condolences going out to you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Loss of your mother.
Thank
you.
Amen. We're praying for you. When is the home going?
My mother had a home going a month ago. I don't know if you remember,
right,
Dr. Johnson, that you did call me. You talked to me. I know you get so busy and so many things. You did call me and talk to me. And I tell you, at the home going, they just stole all out the casket. This is my sister's. It's just been a downhill battle. They need salvation. So pray for the salvation of the Davis household. It has gotten so bad in Wisconsin with all of my sisters and nephews and nieces that I know that the Lord is not going to allow them to keep doing what they're doing. They're ruining their children's lives because their children's lives are being ruined by the things that they do. And it's gotten really, really bad and contentious down there to the fact that they fight and want to kill each other down there. And this has been since my mother has passed. Before she passed, it was like that. But since she's passed, it's gotten so much worse. And I'm just praying diligently that the Lord will put his hand upon them and draw them. Do whatever he got to do to draw them and help me to stand, to bear it. But he's got to do something. If not, they're going to perish in their sin. They're going to perish. And so we just pray and intercede on the behalf
of lost souls.
That's right, of lost souls. It's important, y'all, that we pray diligently for lost souls, because I know God drew us and he can draw them. He can draw them. And we have to pray and intercede for them night and day, night and day. My entire day is filled with prayer, praise, thanksgiving. I'm retired. My entire day is toward God. My entire day. I don't entertain nothing else. And the Lord is doing something. I see him moving. But we have got to get, I'm telling the body of Christ, the Lord told me to tell the body of Christ to increase their participation outside the walls of the church because the sin are not coming in there. We got to go to them. And don't be afraid to walk the street because the blood is upon us. The enemy can't touch us. The blood is upon us.
Thank you.
Go out and tell the world about Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Rollins. I do remember coming to you and your mother's.
Yes.
From your mother. There's somebody who just lost a mother, though. That's what I'm trying to get to. And some of y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Just lost their mother.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that information for me, come forward with it. Amen. Right now, I want to go to our wisdom seminar. Yeah, I really do. And I want us to concentrate on Romans 8:18. Waiting for you to get your Bibles. Romans 8:18. Thank you so much. Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
Just that one verse. I want us to bring that out. We got people who consider this their church. Amen. We want to give them some meat here in church that they can chew on all this week. For I reckon that the suffering, somebody's suffering, going through, got your back against the wall.
Yes.
And you've been suffering in this present time. But in the midst of your suffering, what keeps you encouraged is that all the suffering that you're going through. We're troubled on every side.
Yes, yes.
We're perplexed, but not in despair.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that the present time sufferings are not worthy to be compared with what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And preach a sermon that miracles happen in right angles.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the horizontal. But the miracle is at the right angle on the vertical. And the reason why you can't see it is because you only see it on the horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
But the miracle is on the vertical. And if you just turn the corner where the right angle connects from the horizontal to the vertical, if you just turn the corner, if the miracle was there all the time,
mm-hmm.
you just could not see it. And the enemy was trying his best through the sufferings, of the present time, trying to convince you that it's over, trying to convince you that God ain't thinking about you, trying to convince you to throw in the towel. But the miracle is right around the corner. You just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed through this miracle in us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I want you to Romans 8:18. That's our lesson this morning. That's our scripture that we're discussing. Who on the line could help us and give us what you think? Nothing wrong. I just want you to tell us your take on that. Well, I reckon somebody's been through a suffering. You've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
You've been down.
Mm-hmm.
You've been so almost depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You've been through suffering,
mm-hmm.
and it's happened in this present time,
mm-hmm.
amen, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
To be compared with the glory that God has for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Who can help us?
You know, Dr. Johnson, I always try to, this is Sister Victoria again, I'm not going to say anything else, I just get excited about the word. And Sister Deborah had told me about these wisdom seminars that you do, and I just got so excited I got my pencil and paper. But, you know, I always try to tell myself when I'm suffering or going through that God is working behind the scenes. He's doing some things that I can't see. He's instrumenting some things for his glory in my life, that everything is going to be all right. And before I try to lose my sight, I start telling God, I trust you. And so every time something comes in my life, I whisper to him again and say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you because I know that you're working it out. You're working behind the scenes. You're doing some things I can't see. You're putting some puzzle pieces together. So I encourage myself, and I'm not going to let the enemy come in because he will destroy us one doubt at a time, one sin at a time. He would try to do that. So I try to purpose in my heart and mind and encourage myself and know that Lord is doing some things I can't see, and that this suffering, whatever I'm walking through, is not going to be forever. It's a temporary thing, because the Word said that. And so I take myself and I get back into my Word, and I start reading my Word and knowing that the Lord is going to bring me out. He's going to deliver me from this. I'm coming out of this. And He's working it out at this very present moment. And He's working it out to His glory and for His honor. And He's going to give me what He wants me to have and what He knows is best for Victoria.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Somebody else. Somebody else. Take on that. Thanks to God. Come on now. I reckon that's a suffering on this present. All of y'all have been through that. The suffering of this present time is not worthy compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen. Amen. This is Sheila Brown, 913. Good morning.
From
the King James Version Holy Bible this morning. It says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. When I read that, I thought about Paul. When I was coming out to sit on my porch, I thought about all the things that he had suffered.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he's been through. And that's us today. All the suffering, and like you said, we got trouble on every side. It's flat on every side. And yes,
we're losing you a little bit. Shake that phone. I move in another direction, okay?
Yes, sir. How's this happening now, Chief?
Good. Go ahead now.
Thank you, and I apologize for that. And I just think of the sufferings that I go through every day in my life. And I just think that's nothing.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. All right, we lost her. All right, somebody else until she gets back. All right? Somebody else. Come on.
I'm sorry. This is Sheila Brown.
All right. All right. She's having a difficulty.
Could you guys hear me, Chief?
We can hear you now.
Praise God. I apologize again. I just think of the sufferings that we have in our daily lives, but that's nothing. That's nothing compared to what God has in store for us. Look at the men in the Bible. Look at the women in the Bible. They went through much, much, much more, even starting with Jesus. Look at the sufferings that he went through, and we see what happened in the end with him. If we can just hold on for that great day, everything is going to be all right, for we know God is not short of his word. We know if he says it, he says he's the truth, and every man be a lie. So I just look at it that way. Everything is going to be all right because that glory which God shall reveal in us. That's my out. Thank you.
Good morning, Mother Digby. Area 708. I thank and praise the Lord for this scripture. I think about Paul and how he suffered, and I think about Jesus, and I think about we're getting ready to go somewhere, and our suffering is to burn, is to help us get ready for what we're going to, because the Bible says eyes haven't seen it, ears haven't heard it, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store for them that love him. So when we're going through, we have to look ahead, not at just what we're in, but we have to look forward, looking unto Jesus and what he has prepared for us, because we're going someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Beautiful. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Digby. All right. Let me just take maybe a couple more. You can help somebody here. You know, they're suffering all in America. Not suffering in your neighborhood. Not suffering here in Africa, Asia, India. I'm trying to get y'all to encourage somebody, maybe perhaps it's in another country, in this country, and tell them, you know, you found out that you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You found out that God will bring you out if you just hold on. Can't you encourage somebody, amen, on this line that is listening who you don't know what they're going through right now, something that you may have been through. Some of y'all got teenagers. You're suffering in this present time because they just are trying to experiment with the world. But you're trying your best to teach them and train them, and you're not going to let them go. You better fight. Because the enemy is trying to take your daughter, trying to take your son. And if you don't fight, it's over for your daughter or your son. Because they're hanging on to you, suffering and going through on drugs, suffering, experimenting with alcohol, suffering, experimenting with sex, this present time. But God is molding them and shaping them. He's molding you and shaping you into what he wants you to be.
Amen.
When you see the glory, oh my God, of God, you thank him for letting you go through. They don't understand right now when you chastise them, but maybe 5 years from now they'll come back and say, Mama, thank you so much. Thank you.
Me.
I didn't know what was going on at that time, but I know now that you had my best interest at heart. Amen. All right. Somebody else jump in there and tell that what this scripture means to you. Somebody got a testimony. Amen. If you haven't been through nothing, maybe you don't have a testimony, but when you go through, that gives you that testimony. I can, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared. They're not worth being compared with the glory that will be revealed or shown through what we went through. Anybody else?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to our chief ambassador and to the saints. This is Ambassador Stern, and I must say that the women of God that just came forth did an outstanding job, and I appreciate what they say, but I just want to back up, amen, on the 17th verse before that, and it says, and if children, and it's talking about us, they're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And so this is Paul. This is the writing of Paul, and we know about Paul and everything. And when he say, I reckon, that means I want you to pay attention to this, you know, that this is something here that I reckon that the sufferings of this present time and all of us have gone through something, and we as Christians of God, we know that we are going to suffer persecution for righteousness' sake. Now, I'm not talking about suffering to something that you've done on your own that caused the suffering, but we're suffering in Christ Jesus. And things that happens to us in our spiritual life. I'm also reminded of the story of Job, to how much Job went through, amen, for the cause of Christ. And he did not, amen, give in. Even his wife and his friends forsake him and everything. And, you know, they told him to curse God and die. And maybe we not have been as bad as Job and Paul have, but the things that we have gone through to hold on to Christ. And one scripture said that my afflictions was good for me because they allowed me to look up to God.
Man.
And I could say this for myself and so many things that I've gone through that doesn't feel good for the moment. You know, it doesn't feel good, but it does help you to grow. And if you have not gone through anything, you don't have a testimony. You don't have a praise report. But I guarantee you, every last one of us that is on this line this morning, we have something that we have gone through personally ourselves. And when we didn't feel like it felt good to us, we went to the Lord and cried out. We prayed it out. We praised it out. Amen. We praised ourselves and cried ourselves to sleep on that situation that we had to go through. It didn't feel well. There are people on this line, amen, that have gone through sickness, I mean chronic illnesses. God brought them through. People on this line that have lost loved ones, that they've had to cry their way through. There are people on this line that has been divorced. There are people on this line that has been dumped, been laughed at, been talked about. And I'm talking about church people. Amen. I'm talking about saved people, the sufferings that we go through in this present time.
Yeah.
You say, for I reckon, you know, let's look at this, that word reckon being that I understand, take note that the present suffering of this present time, even what you're going through right now, is not even worthy or even compared to what the glory of the Lord shall reveal in us.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't feel no pain from what I went through in the past. It's over with. It's just like delivering the birth of a baby. If you've ever been had to deliver a birth, you don't feel the pain, but you could tell the testimony. You could tell what you had to go through from one baby to another. Well, some might have been a little easier, but some might have been a great, great pain to you. So I just want to say that all is good. Everything that is said is good, and all of us see different things in us. So we can't just act like we never went through anything, that the road is easy. I can tell you this by living and experience and everything. If you're not going through nothing right now, you're really not yoked in the Lord, because every round goes higher and higher, and those things come to make us stronger. And it does come for us to go and tell someone when they're going through the same thing that we've already experienced. And it's for us to share with others to say, you can make it, but put your focus on the Lord. No, I don't like the crosses, every cross that I carry. You know, but the old songwriter say, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? And it comes back and answers, say, no, there's a cross for everyone.
Everybody.
And certainly there is a cross for me. So, no, we don't like what we go through. But whatever we go through, we come out knowing that it is for the glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And we ought to come out of it with a praise on it. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
And this Sheila Brown, 913, Chief Ambassador. Can I ask a question, please?
All right.
Okay, where it says, with the glory which shall be revealed in us, and just now listen to the Mother of the Nations. Thank you so much, Ms. Stern. Chief Bernard, is that talking about the testimonies that God give us? When he bring us out of our sufferings, is he talking about that? Or is this word talking about that great day when we get to heaven?
I'm going to put that to the line. I could answer that question myself, but I want them to answer that for you. All right, you hear the question out there? Come on, y'all.
You know what I think? This is Sister Victoria. Now, this is just what the Holy Spirit has given me at this point. I think it means both, because when my mother she told us 7 months before she made her transition that the Lord was calling her name. And God started showing me his faithfulness in her life. She had Alzheimer's, and she couldn't remember anything, but she always remembered Jesus. She would pray to him and praise his name and cry and scream out to God. She wouldn't talk to us. She wouldn't talk to anybody else. She just communicated with Jesus. And I saw God's faithfulness, but then I saw even more. I was in the hospital with my sister. My sister had an emergency surgery, and the Holy Spirit said, get up, go see your mother. I had not seen Mom in 16 weeks because I had hurt myself and I was having therapy. And I said, I got up and I rushed, and I came on out, and the bus was there. And I don't take the bus because I'm visually impaired, but the bus was there. I jumped on that bus. I got off the bus, and the next bus was sitting there waiting on me, so I jumped on it. I was in Mom's house in 5 minutes. I walked in Mom's room, and she was lying there, and she had her mouth open, and it was so beautiful. She had her mouth open, turned on her side, and she had lost so much weight because she wouldn't eat, but she still had her big, pretty legs. And as I looked at her, she raised her hand up as if she wanted somebody to take it, and then she put it back down slowly. She raised it up again. And the Holy Spirit said, there's angels in the room. And she put it back up for somebody to take it and put it back down. I said, oh, my God, there's angels in here. And she's making her transition. All the suffering Mom went through, God's glory was revealed in her. It was revealed. I saw she died so beautifully. Even though my heart was saddened, I saw the Lord in the beginning, middle, and end of her life. He was always there. And his faithfulness was there. And the glory of the Lord was revealed. And all that suffering she went through, it did not compare to what I saw in the end.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think it's both.
All right.
Both. And I tell you, if you could see a person making this transition that know the Lord, I mean, her hand was up there. And all I did was came home and I prayed. I said, Lord, do what you're going to do. Because I knew she was leaving here. And the very next morning, he woke me up at 10 minutes to 5. And I had a vision. And I knew she had made her transition.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Rollins, for helping us on that. I would just say that we look around the world, all the suffering in the world, even with cancer, diabetes, and all kinds of suffering going on. But all the suffering is not unto death. Many times it's just that God would just get the glory out of it.
Amen.
I mean, God gets the glory. If nobody ever had cancer, if no one ever had carpal tunnel, if no one ever had a heart attack, how could God get the glory?
Amen.
But when he allows them to go through that suffering and they come out and lift their hands and say, thank you, Lord. God
And give your testimony.
Nobody but the Lord brought me through that.
You see him getting the glory. He got the glory. Amen. And you know what, Dr. Johnson, you just said something very important. The Lord brought my mother through that Alzheimer's. Even though it didn't come out the way we thought it was going to come out, he brought her through. He took her through it. She walked right through it. Even though she suffered, he took her through it to the very end. And then when he takes us through and we're able to give our testimonies, the glory is revealed there and it's revealed even unto death in both cases. Look at what God did in the life of my mother. He did something so beautiful, so spectacular. Then he used me to write about it. I wrote something so wonderful out of the suffering of my mother that they're going to publish it in the Upper Room magazine.
Praise God.
My God, I got to move, Sister Rollins.
Yes.
Thank God for you. I hope you even see through this morning that God allowed this wisdom seminar, amen, that he could get the glory out of it.
Amen.
Telling about your mother. God bless you. You got glory. Let me move here. I want to get some prayer for the people before we go off the air this morning. So I'm opening up the line. To anyone, is there anybody who wants to take the prayer request? Then we'll get some prayer for them. If not, I'll continue on. Anyone who wants to take the prayer request this morning? Amen. And this is
Sheila Brown, I'll take request.
All right, go ahead.
Good morning, First Reach Prayer Line. I just put the ground and my cover on the prayer. This line is now open. We're receiving prayers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anybody have a prayer request?
Good morning, Mother Bigby, Unspoken.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Mother Bigby, Unspoken. Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Stern, and Chief, you wanted to know who it was that lost a mother. I put a prayer request out last night on the blog line for a family friend, friends of my family that I was raised up with, the Hendrix family for bereavement. They lost a mother. H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S, Sister Brown. And
yes, ma'am.
Also for Deacon Ford for healing.
Ford for healing.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning? Good morning, Sister Lucille. You said unspoken.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
May God bless you and thank you. I have that down, unspoken. Thank you.
Ambassador Lexington in Texas. Good morning. I have a prayer request also, unspoken.
Yes, ma'am. Unspoken. I have that. Thank you, Sister Franson.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to put in a request for my mom. Please put
your name first
on the list. I am. What did you say, honey?
Give your name.
Okay. Ambassador Elect Frierson, and I would like to request prayer for Missionary Frierson. That's F-R-I-E-R-S-O-N.
For Missionary Frierson.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Frierson.
Thank you.
I do have Missionary Frierson down. You're welcome. God bless you.
This is Sister Victoria. Just pray for those who are lost, the sin sick soul.
Sin sick salvation. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Victoria. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. This is Renee McKnight from Texas. It's 325.
Good morning, Sister McKnight.
Good morning. I just want y'all to pray for the clients at my work, the Adult Enrichment Center.
Yes, ma'am.
And then also, I wanna say something. Monday, I got paid at my work, and was really worried about not having money for food and stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And I went to my mailbox, and there was a $200 check from my place of employment. And I said, "Thank you, Jesus."
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I always say to people, God will provide.
Yes, He will.
Yes.
He does.
He will.
Share that with y'all.
Sister Renee.
Yes.
That's a part of those chunks that we pray for.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Yes. But I love all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
Too. Amen. And may you have a blessed day, and we all love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Chief Ambassador, take any more?
I would get some prayer for these that you got. You got about 7 or 8. Yeah. Wanted to get prayer for those.
Praise God. Prayer. Chief, am I praying? Most gracious.
God bless you. I'm going to remind the people we have Mother Digby who has an unspoken request.
Yes.
The Hendricks family who lost their mother. Amen. Deacon Ford, who wants prayer for healing. And thank God for the mother to the nation who brought that to us. And Sister Lucille, who's unspoken. Ambassador-elect Johnson there in Texas, unspoken. Ambassador-elect Frierson, her mother, Missionary Frierson, she wants prayer for her mother.
Yes,
and Sister Victoria, she's praying for the loss, for salvation from the loss. And Sister Renee, thank God for what the Lord did for her, but she's also praying for the clients at her work. I know, amen, there was prayer on this line for her work. They were helping them. Evidently, they're still there. And that's a praise report right there.
Yes, sir.
God bless them still in business. Amen. Thank God for it. Go ahead, Sister Brown.
Most gracious Father God, I come to you, Lord, Father God, humbly. I know how I'm repenting and confessing, Lord, that I have sinned, and I know I've sinned, and I've come short of your glory, Lord. I'm in agreement with you, Lord, and I thank you for the blood that was shed at Calvary Cross. So, telling my name, Father God, I just say thank you. Praise your holy name for forgiveness. Thank you.
We can hardly hear you. Sister Brown, we can't hear you.
thank you in advance for the prayers that went up to you in heaven, Lord God.
Stay right there. Stay right there. Well, we can hear you.
Ask about the prayers and every person that will be on this line, Lord. You knew the need, and Lord God, we thank you for your position. We thank you, Lord.